For the third year in a row, a coalition of ethnic groups has given low marks to the four major TV networks, citing little progress in diversifying the airwaves. The Minority Report card not only criticizes primetime network television, but also urges advertisers to pressure the worst offender. From Los Angeles, NPR's Madalit Del Barco reports.
First, here's what the coalition did like. The multi-ethnic media coalition gave ABC TV high praise for broadcasting The George Lopez Show, a family sitcom set in East Los Angeles with an all-Latino cast.
Angie, do I look like a stupid man?
What?
Do I look like an idiot? Do I look like a buffoon?
Hey, no one's forcing you to go to Supercuts.
One of the coalition partners, the National Latino Media Council, is urging viewers to watch The George Lopez Show. The program is returning to ABC next fall, and the coalition says the show's popularity proves that diversity can be good business for the networks. In fact, ABC improved its score on the latest diversity report card. So did Fox TV, but their overall grades only amounted to a C+. The chair of the multi-ethnic media coalition, Karen Narasaki, says everyone else was worse.
NBC's combined grade of D+ is a significant drop from the C it received last year's, when it was in fact leading the other networks in their efforts. CBS has fallen even further behind from a D+ last year to a D-.
2 years ago, CBS and the other networks signed agreements to increase the number of people of color in front of and behind the camera. But frustrated by the progress, the coalition is now upping the ante. Yesterday, the group began sending complaint letters to the board of directors of CBS's parent company, Viacom, and to 8 major advertisers. Alex Nogales, who heads the National Hispanic Media Coalition, says they want to pressure the network into hiring more Latinos, Asian Americans, and American Indians.
If, in fact, there is no response, the strategy is to turn up the heat. We're giving them, all four networks, every opportunity to come up to snuff.
Across town, the networks were presenting their fall lineups to TV critics. 3 years ago, at a similar meeting, TV executives were grilled over nearly all white casts. Things have changed since then, says CBS Vice President of Diversity Josie Thomas. She takes issues with the low grade and the criticism from the multi-ethnic media coalition.
I think it's not justified or based on any facts that I'm aware of.
Thomas says the report fails to recognize, for example, that CBS has many people of color in key decision-making positions.
The head of our drama development area, Senior Vice President of Drama Development, is a Latina. The head of our reality programming is an Asian American. The head of our movies and miniseries, just promoted, is an Asian American.
Others say the networks are only the tail end of a long process that doesn't include enough people of color. Television writer John Ridley says there's a problem from the get-go.
It's still the writers that come in the door with the ideas. It's still the writers who staff the shows in terms of the other writers on the show. And if they're all middle-aged white guys, you're going to get a middle-aged white guy point of view. And that's not a slam exactly against middle-aged white guys. But let's face it, if they're not thinking about their world or the way they see the world, yes, it's going to be very myopic.
The report card issued by the coalition did not reflect the progress made by African Americans in network TV. A fourth coalition partner, the NAACP, plans to issue its own findings later this month. Madalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.